哈利路亚，感谢主耶稣的带领。
Hallelujah, I would like to thank the guidance of Lord Jesus.
下午我们继续在这里纪念安息生日。
That this afternoon we can continue to come here and observe the Sabbath.
愿主耶稣基督与我们同在，祝福我们大家。
And may the Lord abide with us and bless us.
下午继续我们学习雅各信仰的根基。
This afternoon we should continue with the morning's topic, the foundation of Jacob's faith.
我们看到雅各信仰的根基三个阶段。
And we've learned about the three stages of Jacob's faith.
神在梦中向他显现。
God revealed to him through a dream.
啊，借着天梯，啊，让他明白。
And it's through the ladder that allows Jacob to understand. 啊，
神在梦中借着天梯来启示他重要的信仰的真理。
It is through Jacob's dream that God revealed to him about the importance of salvation.
梦中的显现就是在灵里头的启示。
And the revelations of this dream is a revelation through God's Spirit.
雅各醒来之后，他明白神的启示。
After when Jacob he awoke from the dream, he understand the revelations.
他很清楚地知道神在这里。
And he clearly understood that God is here.
所以他就明白一项很重要，这是我们信仰的根基的真理。
And he understood a very important fundamental truth.
他惧怕说啊，这个地方是神的殿，也是天的门。
And he knows that where he is God's temple, and it's also the gate of heaven.
这个可以说是我们信仰的一个完整的主体。
And this is the summary of our faith.
神的殿就是神要与人建立关系。
God's temple is a place where God wants to establish a relationship with his people.
神要到地面上来与人亲密。
God wants to come to this earth to come close to his people.
所以神人之间的关系的建立就靠神的殿。
Therefore, this relationship where God wants to relate to, connect with his people is through the dream.
这个殿也是天的门。
And this temple is also the gate to the heavenly kingdom.
天的门是关乎我们人将来要与神永远同住。
This gate is a way for us to have eternity with God.
所以要进入这个门。
And therefore, we have to enter through this gate.
所以在地面上的时候，与神亲密。
Therefore, on earth, we can come close to God.
靠着神的殿。
It is through this temple.
将来要永远与神同住，就是进入天的门。
And in eternity, we can always dwell with God. We have to come through this temple, this gate.
这个就整个我们完整的一个信仰的主体。
And this is a complete summary of our faith.
那么雅各醒来的时候，他明白这个真理。
And when Jacob he awoke from his dream, he understands this truth.
这个不是凭眼睛看的。
And this is not through his eyes.
不是凭人的理智去想的。
And it's not through his rational thinking.
就是人呢、啊，神赐给人特有的灵里头的那种悟性，去领悟到。
And it is God's revelations through his dream that he can see concretely what God wants him to know.
所以对神所启示的真理啊，是用领悟的，而不是用研究的。
Therefore, whatever God wants to reveal His spiritual truth is from experience.
真理是领悟的。
And truth is by experience.
一般科学是研究的。
Whereas science is by experiment.
这是完全不同的领域。
And experiment is different from experience.
今天我们追求信仰，要用灵去领悟。
Today, when we pursue for our faith, we must experience with our spirit.
不是用人呢、啊、理智的层面去研究。
And it's not through our rational thinking where we analyze through experiment.
在人的理智的这个领域里头找不到神。
And within our rational thought, we cannot find God.
所以，所有的太空人到太空去的时候说没有神，看不见神。
When the Russian when they first landed on space, they said there's no God.
那一句话是对的。
And that's true.
因为在那个领域里头看不到神，根本就没有。
Indeed, in space, they can't see God.
但是当他进入到人灵里头去，他就会说有神。
But when God enters into a person's heart, then the person will say, "There is God."
会认识说，像雅各一样说，神真在这里。
And then he will be like Jacob when he says, God is here.
今天神向我们显明。
Today God reveals to us.
哎，不是在任何一个地方。
It is not through any place.
就在这里。
It is right here.
我们看约翰一书第三。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章。
First John chapter
3. 约翰一书第三章二十四节。
Verse 24.
三章二十四节。
First John chapter 3 verse 24.
二十四节说：“遵守神命令的，就住在神里面，神也住在他里面。”我们所以知道神住在我们里面，是因他所赐给我们的圣灵。这里圣经告诉我们。
Here the Bible tells us.
我们怎么知道神住在我们里面？
How do we know that God lives in us?
说因为他所赐给我们的圣灵。
Here it says that it's by the Spirit that He has given us.
神是灵。
God is spirit.
这个灵要向我们显现。
And His Spirit will reveal to us.
要让我们认识他。
So that we will know Him.
是要住在我们里面。
Therefore, the Spirit will live in us.
让我们很真正像雅各一样，真知道神在这里。
So we can be like Jacob to know truly that God is here.
所以要从哪里去认识神呢？
How do we know God?
要哪里去找神呢？
Where can we find God?
说基督在这里，基督在那里，都不是。
Some says Christ is here and Christ is there.
基督在哪里？
Where is Christ?
在神的殿里。
Christ is in the temple of God.
神的殿在哪里？
And where is the temple of God?
就在我们的心里。
It is in our heart.
所以神呢，显明是在我们的灵里头。
Therefore, when God reveals Himself, He reveals Himself through our spirit.
记得圣灵向我们显明。
It is through the Holy Spirit that He reveals to us.
最具体的，让我们知道神在哪里。
This is the most concrete way to let us know where is God.
所以今天神住在我们里面。
Today God lives in us.
那我们就知道我们也在神的里面。
And therefore we know that we are in God.
在神的里面，就是神在神的殿里面。
And we're in God, we are in the temple of God.
所以今天我们要确定圣灵在哪里。
Today we must be sure where is the Holy Spirit.
那么圣灵就是神的灵。
Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
神的灵向我们显明出来。
The Holy Spirit revealed to us.
因为是看不见的。
We cannot see.
所以它必须要经过显现。
Because we cannot see the Spirit, it has to manifest itself.
让我们知道它的存在。
And reveal itself to know its existence.
那今天圣灵怎么向我们显明？
How does the Holy Spirit reveal to us?
主耶稣成全救恩之后。
After when Jesus he has completed the plan of salvation.
升天之前他就应许。
Before he resurrected, he promised to his disciples.
他去了之后会差真理的圣灵来。
That after when he departed, he will send the Spirit of truth.
来了之后要住在门徒的里面。
And when it comes, it's going to live in the heart of the disciple.
要永远与门徒同在。
And will dwell with the disciple eternally.
所以那个时候啊，主耶稣再来住在我们里面的时候。
And the time when Jesus comes and lives in our heart.
我们就明白这个真理。
And then we can understand this truth.
说主在我们里面，我们在主里面。
And we understand the truth that God is in us and we are in God.
我们就会明白像雅各说的，这里是神的殿，也是天的门。
Then we can understand what Jacob said. This is where the temple of God is and where the gate to the heavenly kingdom is.
看哥林多前书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书第三章
Chapter 3
十六节
Verse 16
哥林多前书第三章十六节
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16
三章十六节
16
说岂不知你们是神的殿神的灵住在你们里头吗这里很清楚告诉我们
Here the Bible tells us very clearly
说岂不知你们是神的殿
Do you know that you are the temple of God?
为什么这么说呢
And why does he say so?
说因为神的灵住在你们里头
This is because the Spirit of God dwells in you
所以我们很清楚地认识这是神的殿
Therefore we can see very clearly this is indeed the temple of God
我们已经明白了
And then we can understand
神的殿就是神要与人同住的地方
The temple of God is where God wants to live with men
那天的门是要人要与神永远同住的地方。
And the heavenly gate to the heavenly kingdom is a place where God wants to dwell eternally with man.
天上的神到地上来要与人同住。
the God in heaven come to this earth to dwell with men.
那就是神的殿。
And this is the place where he dwells, this is the temple of God.
所以现在神的灵住在哪里？
And where does the Spirit of God dwells?
神的灵住在我们里面。
His Spirit dwells in us.
所以我们就是神的殿。
And therefore we are the temple of God.
这个是我们很清楚的。
And this is something that we are very certain of.
所以保罗提醒哥林多教会。
Here Paul, he reminded members of Corinth.
你们应当要明白。
That you must understand,
很清楚地知道,
that you must clearly understand,
你们是神的殿,
that you are the temple of God.
十七节说,
in verse 17 it says,
若有人毁坏神的殿, 神必要毁坏那人。
If anyone despises the temple of God, God will destroy him.
因为神的殿是圣的, 这个殿就是你们。
For the temple of God is holy, which the temple are you are.
从这一节圣经我们就可以了解, 当时雅各为什么惧怕说。
From here we can understand, the fear of Jacob.
今天如果我们认识神的殿
Today if we truly know this temple of God
我们也会像雅各那样的那一种敬畏的心
Then we will be like Jacob with his heart of reverence to God
他惧怕说这个不是别的这个地方是神的殿也是天的门
He said that this place is indeed the temple of God and the gate to the heavenly kingdom
今天教会就是神的殿
And today the church is the temple of God
是圣的
This is a holy place.
不能毁坏。
You cannot destroy this place.
如果有人毁坏神的殿,
If anyone were to destroy the temple of God,
神就要毁坏那个人。
And God would destroy him.
这是何等可怕的事情。
And this is a very terrifying thing.
有些人呢,不认识这个真理。
Some people, they do not understand about this truth.
所以他会随便啊,就攻击教会。
And they would just go ahead and attack the church.
批评教会。
Criticize the church.
甚至毁坏教会。
And perhaps the extent of destroying the church.
哎,这个很可怕。
And this is a very terrifying thing to do.
可是他闭着眼睛,他看不见。
But they are blind, they cannot see.
所以有些人说,瞎子啊,不怕子弹。
Therefore, some says that the blind they are not afraid of bullet.
出生之犊啊,不怕,不畏虎。那个小鸟是不怕老虎。
小鸟。And little a cow.
他以为是猫。
Would think that oh, this blind man doesn't know and can't see.
或就被吃掉了。
He may be devoured.
今天呢，我们要明白真理啊，我们就会害怕。
Today, when we understand the truth, we'll be afraid.
我们就有敬畏的心。
We have this heart to fear God.
明白这是神的殿。
And we truly understand that this is indeed the temple of God.
这个殿是神圣不可侵犯的。
This God, this temple is a holy place.
这个真理很重要。
And this truth is very important.
可惜有些人不明白。
However, some people, they do not understand.
他离开教会。
They depart from the church.
他攻击教会。
They criticize the church.
这个神的殿就是基督的身体。
This temple of God, this church of God, is the body of Christ.
当时扫罗啊，不认识主。
Before Saul, he doesn't know God.
他逼迫那些信主耶稣的人。
Paul, he persecuted those believers of Christ.
主耶稣的光照他，告诉他。
And after when the light of God shone upon him,
他就趴在地上。
And he fell onto the ground.
对他说：“扫罗，扫罗，为什么逼迫我？”
And God said to him, "Saul, Saul, why did you persecute me?"
那个时候，扫罗说：“主啊，你是谁呀？”
And at the time.So he was afraid and he asked, Who are you, Lord?
他很清楚告诉他,我就是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。
And he was very clear and said to him, You are the one, I'm the one that you persecuted, the Jesus of Nazareth.
这个就很清楚了。
And this is very clear.
那个天梯,
That ladder,
就是神的殿,
is the temple of God.
就是天的门。
This is the gate to heavenly kingdom.
你要毁坏它。
If you were to destroy it,
那神就毁坏你啊。
And God will destroy you.
他吓坏了。
And at that time, he was afraid.
他悔改了。
And he repented.
他主啊，我当做什么？
And immediately he asked God, what should I do?
你看，转变很大。
And that change was tremendous.
今天如果我们真的明白了。
And today, if we do understand,
感谢神。
Then we have to thank God.
我们就不会做那些啊，对自己、对人都没有益处的事情。
And we'll not do things that will not edify ourselves and others.
看到哥林多前书第六章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书第六章十九节。
第六章十九节。First Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19.
说岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？ 这个殿是这个圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的。啊，这里呀、啊，保罗又对他们说。
Here Paul once again instructs the members of Corinth.
啊，说岂不知你们的身子是就是圣灵的殿吗
？And here he asks, Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit?、
啊、今天这个圣灵是从神那边来住在我们里头的。
And this Holy Spirit is from God living in you.
从我们个人来讲。
And for individually,
我们的身体啊，就是圣灵的殿。
Our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
这个身体啊，是神圣不可侵犯。
And therefore, this temple, this body is a holy one that cannot be destroyed.
这个最基本的道理一定要认识。
And this is a very basic truth, and that you must understand.
这个是信仰的最重要的根基。
And it's a fundamental truth.
神的殿要建立起来。
This is from this that the church will be established.
但我们连神的殿都不了解，怎么去建立呢？
If we do not even understand this fundamental truth, then how can we establish this church?
为什么哥林多教会没有信仰的表现？
Why is that the member of Corinth, they do not have this life of faith?
他们对自己的身体不知道爱惜。
It is because they do not know how to love their own body.
当然他们不会去爱惜弟兄姐妹。
And it's because they do not love their own body, all the more they will not learn how to love their brothers and sisters.
在他们当中就有纷争嫉妒。
And therefore, among them,
互相告状的事情。
There was dissensions, and they were criticizing each other.
糊涂，不明白真理。
They were confused because they don't understand the truth.
所以保罗一直用这种叫醒的口气，岂不知，岂不知这样的来对提醒他们。
Therefore, Paul he constantly uses this kind of tone to instruct them and to remind them. Do you not know? Do you not know?
这个就是叫醒的。
This is a way to awaken them.
应该要知道，可是呢，却糊涂了。
Is for them to understand, and he knows that they are confused.
所以保罗写这个信就要叫醒他们，让他们更清楚地看见明白。
Therefore, Paul he has his faith to constantly awaken them for them to understand the truth.
神的殿在哪里？
Where is the temple of God?
我们的圣灵同在这个身，就是神的殿。
It's inside our body. It's inside us where this Holy Spirit dwells.
整个教会。教会就是基督的身体。
This whole church is the body of Christ.
这个身体就是神的殿。
And this whole body is the temple of God.
神圣不可侵犯，任何人不可以去毁坏它。
This is a holy temple that no one will destroy.
那这个要从我们最个人这个殿开始。
And this have to start from our personal self.
把它建立起来。
And our church has to establish.
看到帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
Let's turn to First Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
Chapter 4.
保罗提到，你们的身子是圣灵的殿。
Paul he taught the members that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit.
哥林多教会啊，有淫乱的事情。
And this is because there was sexual immorality in the Corinthian church.
那一种淫乱连外邦人都没有了。
And that's the kind of sexual immorality that doesn't even exist in a Gentile.
是非常严重啊。
And that was a very serious matter.
毁坏了神的殿。
Because of that, it destroyed the temple of God.
所以保罗特别提醒他们。
Therefore, Paul, he has to especially remind them.
岂不知你们的身子是圣灵的殿。
Do you not know that your body is the temple of God?
看帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章第三节。
First Thessalonians chapter 4 verse
3. 四章三节。
Chapter 4 verse 3.
说神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁，远避淫邪，要你们个人晓得怎么样用圣洁尊贵守着自己的身体，不放纵肆意的邪情，像那不认识神的外邦人。这里保罗很清楚地来告诉我们。
Here Paul tells us very clearly.
神的旨意是什么？
The will of God.
就是要我们成为圣洁，远避淫邪。
The will of God is for sanctification that you abstain from sexual immorality.
神为什么向我们显现？
Why does God reveal to us?
神为什么从世界这样拣选救赎我们？
Why does God choose us?
他的旨意在哪里？
What is his will?
目的在哪里？
What is his goal?
就是要我们成为圣洁，远避淫邪。
And his purpose is for us to sanctify ourselves and abstain from sexual immorality.
因为这个世界是淫乱的。
Because we are living in an adulterous society.
所以神要把我们造出来。
Therefore, God wants to choose us.
离开这样淫乱的这种。
And He wants us to depart from that kind of evil life.
让我们成为圣洁。
So that we can be holy.
所以我们明白神的旨意。
Then we can understand the will of God.
神要我们知道，每一个人知道自己呀、啊，来用圣洁和尊贵来保守自己。
And God wants us to know that we must use sanctification and holiness to protect ourselves.
因为我们这个身体已经神用圣灵分别为圣，成为神的殿。
Because our body itself has been consecrated by the Holy Spirit to be called the temple of God.
我们要把它建立起来。
Therefore, we have to establish this church.
要保守圣洁尊贵。
And to maintain this holiness and sanctification.
所以就不要再像那些不认识神的外邦人那样放纵肉体的私欲。
And therefore, we should not be like the Gentile, the unbeliever, where they indulge themselves in sexual immorality.
这是针对个人讲的。
This is for each of us.
来看在第六节
Verse
6第六节说不要一个人在这世上怨愤
Here it says no one should take advantage of
欺负他的弟兄
And defraud his own brother
因为这一类的事情主必报应
Because the Lord is avengers of all such
正如我预先告诉对你们说过又切切嘱咐你们的
And this I will teach you
所以自己要保守自己的殿
Therefore, you yourself, you have to protect this temple of God.
也要爱护弟兄姐妹的殿。
And you also have to love this temple of the brothers and sisters.
不要怨愤，不要欺负啊。
You should not defraud one another.
毁坏了，攻击弟兄姐妹就毁坏神的殿。
Criticizing or destroying a brother's sister is a way to destroy the temple of God.
要知道，这个是会受亏损，神要对付我们的。
And you must know that one day God is a vengeance of all.
说主必报应。
God will take revenge of all this.
当我们看到神的主的报应的时候
The time when we see the wrath of God
我们担当不起啊
We will not be able to shoulder it.
所以事先提前知道啊，来避免犯这样的错误那才是聪明的
And therefore you must know this lest you commit the mistakes.
我们应该懂得惧怕战兢
We must be fearful and we must be revealed of God.
曾有一次
That was once.
那个时候我还在神学院。
When I was still attending theological school.
我在学习道理的阶段。
During the process when learning the truth.
那么有一天呢，刚好有一个碰到一个同工。
One day I met with a coworker.
也是长辈。
And he is an elder.
在一个。休息的时候就在那里谈话
And while we are having a recess we were talking
谈话当中啊我这个同工一直告诉我很多事情
And while I'm talking one of this co-worker kept telling me many things
那么所讲的这些讲到最后啊变成一些对许多同工的一个批评论断
And after our process of conversations, I realized that all the talk that this co-worker had was mainly criticisms.
那个时候是夏天。
And that time was summer.
我竟然呢会发抖。
It was strange enough that although it was summertime, I was shivering.
我在听着，是听到最后，我怎么一直很冷，发冷。
And after when I listened to all the criticism of this co-worker, it was strangely enough that I was shivering. I was feeling very cold.
我在外面耐不住，我说，我要赶快进到里头去。
And I couldn't take it any longer, so I departed.
但进到我屋里头去啊。
And when I went in a room,
就没了。
Then this cold departed from me.
我立刻明白了。
Immediately I understood.
圣灵在里头啊。
There was the Holy Spirit inside me.
他听不进去了。
He couldn't bear those criticism anymore.
没有造就，这个话没有造就。
Because all the words were not edifying.
这个听多了，对你是有伤害的。
And all these words, when you listen to a lot of them, it will cause you a lot of harm.
我立刻明白过来了。
I immediately understood.
感谢神。
I thank the Lord.
终于醒过来。
That at that time I was awakened.
从那次开始。
It was from that time onward.
我很注意这一项，像雅各说。惧怕
I take special notice of Jacob's fear
神的殿是圣的
This temple of God is true
不要毁坏
You should not destroy it
不要怨愤
And you should not defraud it
不要去欺负弟兄
Or you should not criticize your own brother and sister
要尊重要爱惜
You must respect them and you must cherish them
是有好处的
It will only edify yourself by doing this
如果怨愤呢主要报应
And if you should go against this, then God will take revenge of it.
我也亲眼看到， 不少这样子。
I've seen very clearly, all this incident that happened in the past.
听到别人这样子，我会害怕。
When I hear people criticizing the temple of God, I'll be afraid.
主耶稣也让我亲眼看到主的报应。
And the Lord Himself allows me to see how He, take revenge of all.
别人或许不知道他为什么会碰到这样子。
And the person who are involved, he may not know why.
那么的热心。
And they see people who are very zealous and love God.
那么的这个有恩赐。
And with gift.
在教会里面工作。
And work for the Lord in all.
我知道后来什么为什么会碰到这么多的不可思议的患难。
But why is that in the end, this person will meet with so many trials and suffering?
为什么？
Why is this so?
不会没有原因的啦。
And it is not without reason.
主耶稣如果说他要来试炼我们，
If the Lord truly wanted to test us,
他会让我们明白的。
He will allow us to understand.
受苦有益。
That suffering is for our benefit.
那是神要我们学习真理啊。
It is because God wants us to understand the truth.
那一种不明不白的一直受苦啊。
And we should not just continue to suffer and suffer without knowing why.
那实在叫人啊，很难忍受啊。
And this kind of suffering will be very difficult to swallow.
所以圣经在告诉我们，当你受苦，你要去思想。
Therefore, the Bible says that when you're suffering, you have to ponder.
哎，神的旨意是什么
？You have to ponder what is the truth and the will of God.
哎，而是思想明白真理，那就好。
You must ponder and then seek and understand the truth more.
不然的话，可能不知道为什么受苦。
Otherwise, the suffering will be in vain.
其实啊，很多就是这样子，自己不晓得，想来想去没有做错任何事情。
And many a time we're like this. We keep thinking and see that we have not done anything wrong.
但是人的这个很厉害的舌头啊，箴言里头说啊，生死的权柄啊，在这舌头。
But one of the most terrifying things lies in the tongue of man.
这个舌头说了很多不该说的话。
And it's the tongue that said a lot of things that a person shouldn't say.
我没忘记了。
Or maybe I've forgotten.
神没有忘记啊。
A God, He will not forget what you said.
天使都有记录啊。
Even an angel will take note of everything
you said. 不但录音还录影啊。
Not only He will record your words, He will even videotape your action.
主耶稣到时候连一句闲话都放出来给你看，看跟听。
Every little words that you have spoken, God will record it.
所以想到主的话，我们就害怕了。
And if we know this, we'll be afraid.
所以我们不敢。
So we should not.
这个就是神的殿。
This is the temple of God.
是天的门。
This is the gate to heavenly kingdom.
所以很多人呢，是把自己天门关掉了。
But a lot of people, they have closed this gate.
神的爱为我们打开了。
But it's the love of God that opened this heavenly gate.
我们自己把它关掉。
But we are the one who closed this gate.
那到时候你要怪谁啊？
And who are you to blame later?
所以我们要醒过来，要明白真理。
Therefore, we must be awake and understand the truth.
神的殿，天的门。
The temple of God, the heavenly gate.
那才能够建立我们真正的信仰的根基。
Then only you can build this foundations of your faith.
我们一定蒙福。
Then we'll be blessed.
今生耶和华是我的牧者。
Today the Lord is my shepherd.
将来更美的家乡是神为我预备的。
And in eternity, the heavenly kingdom is one of the most beautiful He has prepared for us.
那不是非常快乐的事情吗？
Isn't that a happy thing?
今天我们追求的就是这个。
Today, this is what we pursue for.
神的殿要让我与神亲密。
The temple of God is for us to draw close to Him.
领受神一切的恩典。
To receive all the blessing that He has given us.
我不会缺乏的。
We will not be in want.
虽然经过死荫幽谷，不遭害的。
Even we walk through the valley of death, will not be harmed.
虽然碰到周围都是仇敌。
Although we meet with all the enemies that besiege us.
无边满溢，很快乐。
But our cup will fill with blessing, will be filled with joy.
神的爱永远跟随着我。
The love of God will follow us forever.
因为我住在神的殿中。
It is because we live in the temple of God.
就是这个道理嘛，这么简单吗？
This is a very basic truth that you can understand.
这就是雅各所明白的真理。
And this is what Jacob he can understand.
我们明白了。
And now that we understand,
感谢神。
We have to thank God.
那我们就采取行动了。
Then the next thing we have to do is apply into our.
所以下一步雅各采取行动。
And the next thing what Jacob did is apply into his action.
开始要建立自己信仰的根基。
He established the foundation of his own faith.
没有别人为我们建立。
There's no one will build this faith for us.
神会借着种种的方式。
God will use all kinds of way
帮助我们到第二个阶段
to help us go to the second stage
灵里的启示
is through the revelations of spirit
神迹奇事的显明
through all the miracles and signs and wonders
那是第一个阶段
that's only the first stage
接下来你醒过来了
the next you will be awakened
明白真理
and then you understand the truth
很多人把神的道理圣经的真理告诉我们
many people will come and teach us and tell us the truth from the Bible
就要让你明白
it is for you to understand
到这里而已
And it's only until now they can do
all this.
The next thing is on you yourself.
哎、那我们看雅各怎么做。
Let's turn to the book of James and see,、and see what Jacob has done.
创世纪二十八章。
Let's turn to the book of Exodus.
二十八章我们看。
Chapter 28, the book of Exodus.
十八节。
Verse 18.
创世纪二十八章十八节。
Verse 18, the book of Exodus, chapter 28.
我们看雅各他、怎么样做，怎么样建立。十八节说，雅各清早起来啊，把所整的石头立作柱子，浇油在上面，他就给那地方起名叫伯特利，就是神殿的意思。二十节。
Verse 20.
说雅各许愿说，神若与我同在，在我所行的路上保佑我。又给我食物吃，衣服穿，使我平平安安地回到我父亲的家，我就必以耶和华为我的神，我所立为柱子的石头。
Early in the morning，
醒来的时候明白。
The moment he rose early in the morning, he came to understand。
如果是要这样，也没有什么用处的。
But if his stage just stop in here, there will be no use。
只有在知道知识的一个层面。
This is only the first stage of his understanding.
更重要的是什么？
What is the next important thing that he should do?
不是单单听到。
It's not just to come here and listen to the truth.
要行道。
But you have to practice the truth. 才
能在所行的路上蒙福。
Only in your path of doing, then you'll be blessed.
要得到神所应许的。
First, you have to receive what God has promised you.
那是遵行的人。
This is for those people who has do his word.
所以主耶稣说。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus once said,
听了我的话就去遵行的人
For those who listen to my word and do it,
就像一个聪明人
as a wise man,
建立根基啊，在磐石上
The wise man who has built this truth on rock,
不怕风吹雨打水冲
So he's not afraid of the storm, the weather.
如果单听了没有去行
However, the person who has just listened to my words and did not do it,
像一个愚笨的人
It's just like a foolish man,
无知的人
a fool.An ignorant man.
房子建在沙土上
Where this man will build his house on sand.
他经不起风吹雨打水冲的了
And of course, a house on sand will not be able to weather the storm.
所以今天我们做一个聪明的人，明白的人。
We must be a wise man, a man of understanding.
所谓聪明的人，就像雅各，明白真理的人。
A person who is wise is like Jacob, one who understands the truth.
并且呢，起来建立。
And here it says that he rose so early in the morning.
既然明白神的殿。
Now that you have already understand this is the temple of God,
起来建立神的殿。
The next thing he would do is that he established this church.
为什么要建立神的殿？
Why did he want to establish this temple?
要与神建立关系，最亲密的关系。
It is because it's the way that he can establish a very close relationship with God.
什么叫做信仰？
What is faith?
就是我们与神的关系啊。
The faith is our relationship with God.
这个就是信仰。
This is our faith.
为什么你说啊，这个人信仰很好？
And why is that we say this person has great faith?
跟神的关系好啊
It is because this person has close relationship with God
信仰很冷淡
But again we see this person has very weak faith
跟神的关系很疏远啊
And it's because he was very, very, very far from God
那么雅各他要跟神建立最亲密的关系
Here Jacob he wanted to establish a very close relationship with God
因为他知道神在这里
Because he knows that God is here
他要怎么样跟神建立关系呢
How did he want to further establish this relationship with him
要把神的殿建立起来
Because they want to establish this church.
啊，这个关系就最好。
This is this temple.
一生一世在神的殿中。
And all the days of life, you will dwell in this temple of God.
耶和华是我的牧者。
And the Lord is my shepherd.
那还怕什么？
I shall not be in want.
这个就是我们的信仰的建立啊。
And this is the foundations of our faith.
所以你看雅各一早起来。
Here it says that Jacob rose early in the morning.
马上就建立神的殿。
And he immediately established this temple of God.
那他怎么建立？
How did he build this?
我们看到第一个。
First,
他把所整的石头立起来。
Verse 18, he took the stone that he had.
浇油在上面。
and he put he poured oil on top of it.
就这么简单呢、啊、
It is so simple.
哎，那这个石头为什么要立个这个石头干什么？
And why did he took the stone and built it up?
这块石头有什么特别吗？
And what's so special about this stone?
在昨天呢，是没有什么特别的。
Well, before he even picked it up, it's nothing special.
那经过昨天晚上，哇，那不一样了。
But after this time, then it's different.
它变得很特别了。
This stone become very special.
在一般人来看，这个是一个普通的石头。
From the eyes of the commoner, they will see that this stone is just a usual rock.
但是经过神的显现。
But it is true, the revelations of God,
它就变得很特别了。
That this stone become very different.
耶稣基督。
The Lord Jesus.
在人看，拿撒勒会出什么好的？
In the eyes of many people, he is just a man from Nazareth. What good can come from there?
你看这个拿但业。
It's just a Nathaniel.
他就回答腓力说，拿撒勒会出什么好的？
He replied to Philip and says, nothing good can come from Nazareth.
但是当耶稣跟他说话了。
But then when Jesus talked to him,
他就不一样了。
He is different.
他说啊，你是以色列的王，是神的儿子。
He said that you are the son of God. You are the king of Israel.
你看变得那么快。
You see the sudden transformations.、
跟雅各一样。
This is the same with Jacob.
真以色列人就是这样子的。
And when truth comes to a heart, it's like this.
因为经过神的启示。
It is through revelations of God.
耶稣基督不是普通人呢、啊。
Our Lord Jesus is not a commoner.
他就是这一块神的殿，
是
这个基石。
He is this pillar and foundation of this temple of God.
这是王角石。
And he is the cornerstone.
建立神的殿。
This is the stone that established the temple of God.
我们看彼得前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章。
1 Peter chapter 2.
第四节。彼得前书第二章第四节。
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 4.
彼得前书二章四节。主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。啊，这里说啊，主耶稣是一块活石。
Here it says that our Lord Jesus is a living stone.
但一般人都瞧不起啊，拒绝他。
But however, they have been despised by others.
但是他就是神所拣选、所宝贵的石头。
But he is a very precious stone that God has chosen.
啊，这块石头啊，就成为这个黄角石。
And here the stone has become the cornerstone.
看到第六节。
Verse 6.
所以因为经上说，看了我所拣选、所宝贵的房角石，安放在西安，信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。
Here it says, Behold, I lay in Zion the chief cornerstone, the elect, precious, and whoever believe in him will by no means be put to shame.
这块石头啊，要成为神殿的房角石，作为我们永远的依靠。
This stone is a cornerstone of this temple of God. Is one that we depend on it.
啊，所以今天呢，跟雅各他这一块石头，他昨天在傍晚的时候睡觉的时候，他是随便捡一块嘛，就是这一大石头捡一块就睡着，不知道这个石头有什么特别啊。
And this is the same for Jacob. He merely just picked a stone that he saw.
但是睡下去晚上，哎，哇，不一样啊。
But however, after when he woke up, it's different.
他看见神。向他显
现。He saw God revealing to him.
所以这一块石头是很特别的。
And therefore this stone become very special.
让他枕着睡觉安息。
And allows him to sleep soundly.
又在梦中看见神的显现。
Again in his dream he saw God revealing himself.
听到神的应许。
He heard the promise of God.
哇，这个太宝贵了。
And this is indeed very precious.
这块石头要立作神的殿。
And immediately, this stone will be established as temple of God.
神借着圣灵将耶稣基督启示给我们。
And it's through the Holy Spirit that the Lord revealed to us.
主耶稣赐给我们平安。
That God, the Lord, has given us peace.
安睡。
And that we can sleep soundly.
让我们认识神。
That we can come and know God.
明白真理。
To understand the truth.
耶稣基督将神显明给我们。
And our Lord Jesus has revealed to us God.
所以我们才知道，哇，这一块石头宝贵啊。
So we know this preciousness of the stone.
耶稣基督是我的救主。
That our Lord Jesus is our Savior.
现在这一块石头要把它立起来。
And that we have to establish this stone.
那怎么立？
How do we establish this?
我们看保罗怎么立。
And let's read and see how Paul he established this.
跟雅各一样。
It's the same like Jacob.
他起来。
He woke up.
他就说了。
Immediately he said.
趴下去的时候。
And when he was fallen on the ground,
他说主啊，你是谁啊？
He asked the Lord, Who are you?
这是第二个阶段。
Then this is the second stage.
第一个阶段神照他。
The second stage, God uses light to shine on him.
他进入第二个阶段，主啊，你是谁啊？
And in the second stage, he asks God, Who are you?
再来，他就起来。
The next, he stood up.
他进入第三个阶段。
He went into the third stage.
就是雅各这个阶段。
And which is the stage of Jacob.
他说，主啊，我当做什么？
He asked the Lord, What should I do?
现在我听你的了。
Now I'll listen to you.
你是我的主。
You are my Lord.
这块石头不能永远躺着，不能躺在那边的。
We know that this stone cannot just rest there and lie there.
当雅各还在睡觉的时候，他这个石头是躺下来的。
It is true that when Jacob was lying, sleeping, this rock is laying there.
现在他醒来了。
And now that he's awoken,
他要把它立起来。
He wants to establish and make this stone stand.
成为一个很坚固永不动摇的柱子。
To make it a pillar that not be shaken.
这个柱子放在哪里？
Where did he place this pillar?
就在我们心里。
We place this pillar in our heart.
耶稣基督是我的主。
That the Lord Jesus is my Lord.
我一切的言行听他的。
That I'll listen to him in everything I do.
这就是神的殿的建立。
This is how we establish this pillar.
这就是真正信仰的开始。
And this is the beginning of your faith.
以前我是听谁的？
In the past, who do I listen to?
以弗所书第二章那里说。
In Ephesians chapter 2 it says,
顺从空中掌权国邪灵魔鬼。
That in the past we listened to one that has control over the airs.
现在重生了。
But today that I'm being reborn.
现在听从谁？
Who do I listen to?
听从主耶稣。
The Lord Jesus.
有没有耶稣？有没有立起来？
Have we established this pillar inside our heart?
这个是很重要一个。
This is a very important
thing. 第一步。
This is the first stage.
很多人还是放着的。
Many people just allow this stone to lie down.
耶稣是我的救主。
And we just keep saying that the Lord is my Savior.
所以他的信仰一直停留在主啊，我要这个，我欠这个，我需要这个。
And their stage is just in the beginning stage when I want this and I want that, I need this and that.
拼命的祷告主啊，我缺少，我要赐给我，我需要很多很多，更多更多更多的。
And all they're praying is that I'm so lacking, I just want more and more and more and more.
填不满的一个坑。
And inside his heart has a void that never be filled.
躺在那边。
Because the stone is just lying down.
天天都想要看一下。
And every day he just wants to see vision.
这样的信仰是躺下来的。
This kind of faith is a lying faith.
不要谈建立，这个根本就是不自觉的。
We don't even want to talk about establishing it. It's unconsciously sleeping.
所以今天快快的醒来，又起来。
Today immediately you must be awakened and you must wake up.
对主说，主啊，我当做什么
？And say to the Lord, the Lord, what should I do?
要跟从你，我要开始我的信仰。
I must follow you. I must start my faith.
我要开始我信仰的生活了。
I must start this life of faith.
我下一步怎么走啊
？What should I do on my next step？
我们看到一个最合乎神心意的人。
We have learned about the person who seek favor in the heart of God.
就是大卫啊。
It's David.
你看大卫，神为什么拣选他
？And why did the Lord chose him？
就是看重这一点。
It's because God saw his heart.
他说这个大卫啊，合乎我的心意。
And because he knows that David is the one who seeks his heart.
这句话我们去揣摩，实在是太有意思了。
And this is indeed very important that we think that David is the person who seeks favor.
这人与人那种关系会密切到好像自己一样，知己一样，就是那个心啊。
And when the two persons, their relationship can come so close to each other, it's because their hearts seek each other.
我在想什么，他都知道。
Immediately when what I think, he will know.
神在想什么？他会知道。
And whatever the Lord is thinking, he knows.
他说他要遵循我的旨意。
He said that he will obey my will.
这个人是合我心意的人。
And he's a person who pleases me.
那大卫怎么遵循神的旨意？
How did God he obey the will of God?
他那么大长大，他当王了，他做什么事情就是。
Although he's king, he would seek him in everything.
他在神的面前永远像小孩，可爱的小孩子一样。
And before the Lord, he's always like a little child.
总是在好像这个小孩子很可爱呀、啊，什么事情就是爸爸妈妈，爸爸妈妈就是那个可爱的阶段。
And we see the children are very adorable because they're always seeking their parents in everything.
人会长大了，到经过以后就不可爱了。
And then we know that when they reach their teens, they become rebellious and will run away.
三天之内没有回来，也不知道哪里去。
Maybe for three or four days, we never see them, and they give you a lot of headaches.
这个时候还可爱吗？
And would you think that they are adorable anymore?
伤脑筋啊, 不可爱啊,
they'll give you the worst headache and will not see them as any more
在那个时候啊, 一天到晚在爸爸妈妈的身边, 爸爸妈妈说, 哇, 真的可爱,
when you see the little children rounding you all this time, calling you mom and dad, you feel that they're very cute.
那圣经告诉我们说, 我们在神面前, 永远, 叫我们年纪, 头发都白了, 他还是抱我们在那,
And the Bible says that forever we are like a child of God, that He will always carry us in His bosom.
神的旨意啊,
and the will of God will reveal to the infant.
像那些自以为聪明通达的人呢,
However, you will hide this truth from those who think that they are wise.
所以我们的信仰关系,
and therefore, our faith must always be at a stage when we come very close to God.
那就是神啊,
then we have to ask God, what should I do?
跟神很亲密, 什么事情都问他呢?
In everything that we are very close to him, everything we go and ask him.
你看那个大卫, 我看得很感动啊。
And whenever I read about David, I will be very touched.
他被扫罗追杀的时候, 他就跑跑逃难了。
When he was fleeing from Saul,
人家告诉他, 扫罗死了。
And when people told him that Saul had died,
你可以回家了,
you can return home now.
他, 这个是很自然, 很简单, 哦, 死了, 哦, 跑回家了, 这个很自然的事情啊。
Naturally, we'll think that, oh, he has died. Of course, I should go home.
但是他没有这样做,
but he didn't do this.
他就说神, 我可以回去吗?
Immediately asked God, should I go home?
哎, 这句话我最感动,
and this is the word that I was always be moved.
就看出, 从这个最小的动作, 看出大卫的信心,
from this little act of him, we can see the faith of David.
他跟神之间的那种关系, 是多么的密切,
the kind of relationship with his God is so close.
他说神, 我可以回去吗?
He asked God, can I go home?
下一步就更天真了,
and the next thing he do is even more innocent.
神告诉他说, 你可以回去,
and God says, of course you can go home.
那再换个门讲, 跑了,
and if we were like him, we'll say, oh, we'll run home.
大卫没有跑,
but Lord, David, he did not.
他说神, 那我回哪里去?
He asked God, where should I go?
问得清清楚楚啊,
he asked him very clearly.
神告诉他, 你回希伯伦去,
he said that God said to him, you have to return to Zebulun.
这个虽然看起来圣经没有什么,
although we see that there's nothing, but it's very important. This is the true faith. The true faith is not like what great thing you have done. It's just like in every little thing in your daily life.
结果, 大卫就顺从神的旨意回到希伯伦去,
so indeed David, he obeyed the word of the Lord and he returned to Zebulun.
他怎么会想到呢?
How would he think of this?
他不会想到呢?
He would never have thought of
returning. 到了希伯伦呢, 众弟兄在那等他了,
and when he returned there, there are lots of his people waiting for him.
哎, 拥他为王,
and they hail him as king.
神预备, 众弟兄在那, 希伯伦等他, 如果他, 回到别的地方去, 你看怎么办? 都空了。
So indeed, God has prepared all these people to welcome him back as king. If he were to go somewhere else, everything would be in vain.
好在他有问说神啊, 我要回哪里去?
Truly, it's good that he has asked God, where should I go?
如果少了这一步, 你看会怎么结果?
And what would you think would happen if he didn't seek God?
所以你看, 信神, 完全信靠他。
Therefore, when we believe in God, we have to rely and trust
everything
on him. In the book of James, it talks about a matter of faith. And he mentioned this.
信心要有行为,
that faith must have work.
那真正的信心在哪里?
And what is true faith?
说, 嘿, 你们常常这么说,
and you're always saying this.
哎, 今天, 明天我要到哪里去, 在那某一个城市,
and today or tomorrow I can do this, go here and go there and do this.
打算了, 我去那边住,
and we have a great plan, we want to do this and have all the plans for the next 2 years.
不晓得把主耶稣摆在哪里去,
and while we're planning, we don't know where we have placed the Lord.
说你们这样是错误,
but this is indeed wrong. We cannot brag about our tomorrow.
你们应当说啊,
we must say,
主若愿意,
if God is willing,
这块石头是立起来的,
and then this pillar will be built in our heart. First we must ask God, are you willing?
然后啊, 再看主要我们做什么,
then we'll see where what God wants
是,
us to do.
是这做一件事情呢, 还是做这一件事情, 那一件事情?
Whether we do this or we do that.
这个才是信仰啊,
this is faith.
这个石头就立起来了,
and then the stone will be built in our heart.
所以你看保罗, 他就是, 主啊, 我当做什么?
Therefore we see Paul, he said, Lord, what should I do?
他遵从主耶稣的指示。
He obeyed the will of the Lord Jesus.
跑完当跑的路。
And he do what he should do in run the race.
打完当打的仗。
And he fought the battle that he should fight.
守住当守的道。
And he kept the truth that he should keep.
他很有把握。
He is filled with faith and confidence.
公义的冠冕为我存留。
That the crown of righteousness is waiting for me.
如果不是这样子。
If not for this.
谁有把握说这个话？
Then who would say this?
保罗的信仰成功。
So we see that the faith of Paul is very successful.
跟雅各一样。
It's just like Jacob.
到要离世的时候说，耶和华是我的牧者。
That before he died, he said that the Lord is my shepherd.
哎，这样就好了，这个信仰它就很完美。
And this is indeed a most complete faith.
所以殿啊，要建立起来。
Therefore, this temple you have to build.
关键就在这个石头立起来。
And the critical thing lies in how you build this stone.
然后啊，浇上油。
And then you anoint oil.
耶稣立起来。
Now this Lord is established.
一切听从主耶稣的吩咐。
In all things we obey to His command.
以后我们的生活就是遵行神的吩咐，神的旨意。
In our lives, in all things we do, we obey His commandment.
唯有遵行天父旨意的人，才能进天国。
Only for those who obey the commandment of God will attend, will enter into the heavenly kingdom.
我第一次读到这个圣经。
The first time we read this verse.
我害怕。
I was afraid.
不是称我主啊，所有人都能进天国。
It's not everyone who say Lord, Lord will enter into the heavenly kingdom.
下一句话我就害怕。
It was what follows that made me fearful.
更害怕。
And the more I read, the more I'm afraid.
我立刻祷告，我说主啊。
Immediately I pray and say God.
目的就是要进天国啊。
My purpose, my goal is enter into this heavenly kingdom.
我一生我要遵行你的旨意。
I must obey your commandment all the days of my life.
但是求主，你让我明白你的旨意。
Please, Lord, please allow me to understand your will.
我甘心乐意，我要遵行。
I'm willing and I'm willing to obey.
就是我天天祷告，一直追求的。
And this is what I pray every day in my pursuit.
主耶稣就显明给我。
And therefore, the Lord Jesus revealed to me.
还要我走哪一条路？
He will tell me what road to take on.
但是我说主啊，这个是我不能的。
But I did tell him that this is not what I'm capable of.
但神说红海会开路。
But God says even the Red Sea can open.
都海都开了，你怎么能不走呢？
And if the sea is open, how can you not walk?
哎，就是这样子。
And this is like this.
一路这样走过来的。
And our faith is like what this is.
感谢神，真的是耶和华是我的牧者。
And I truly thank God, indeed the Lord is my shepherd.
所以今天呢，我们信仰的开始就是这样子的。
So the beginning of our faith is like this.
那我们人有软弱。
Of course, man has his own weaknesses.
我们明白神的旨意，我们要去遵行。
When we understand the will of God, the next thing we want to do is obey.
遵行要靠什么
？To obey Him, we have to entrust on Him.
浇油。
We need to anoint it with oil.
被圣灵充满了。
To be filled with the Holy Spirit.
靠上头来的能力啊。
To depend on the strength that comes from above.
你看门徒啊，当时还没有受圣灵哦。
We see the disciples before they received the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣升天啊。
When the Lord Jesus he resurrected.
他们聚在一起，门是关得紧紧的，锁起来的啦。
And when they gathered themselves together, they closed the door.
虽然他们知道要做什么。
Although they know that what they should do.
可是没有办法。
However, they were afraid.
没有能力。
They do not have the strength.
等候上头的能力。
They were waiting for the strength, the power that comes from above that pours down onto them.
这就好了。
Then they were filled with strength.
就可以遵行神的旨意。
It was then that they followed the commandment of God.
完成神的旨意。
And complete the will of God.
到最后像保罗说，公义的冠冕为我。
It's just like what Paul would say in the end, the crown of righteousness waiting.
这个就是雅各的信仰啊。
And this is the faith of Jacob.
就是选民的信仰啊。
It's the faith of the chosen one.
就是今天我们每一个门徒应有的信仰。
And it's the faith of all of us today.
我们的根基建立在哪里？
Where is our foundation?
我们自己的根基柱子立起来了没有？
Have we built up this pillar inside our heart?
如果立起来了。
If we have indeed built this up.
那就可以开始了。
Then we can continue on.
怎么开始呢？
How do we start?
你看雅各怎么开始？
Let's see what Jacob did.
他就向神许愿。
He made a promise to God.
许愿什么意思？
What did he say?
就是立约啊。
Making a promise, making a vow,
is
something that will never change.
这个一许愿就是永远的。
And this vow is eternal.
雅各要跟神建立一个永远的关系。
He wanted to build an everlasting relationship with God.
我们有没有这样建立？
Have we done this before?
我回想我自己的信仰。
If I would ponder upon my own faith,
圣灵的带领，我是这样跟他建立。
That this is how God has guided me.
我说主啊，您赐圣灵给我。
And Lord, please give me the Holy Spirit. I asked.
我就知道你爱我。
Then I know that you love me.
你没有弃绝我。
That you never forsaken me.
我永远属于你。
that I always belong to you.
我就是听你的。
I always listen to you.
我放弃所有的一切。
That I will forsake everything I have.
这样跟神祷告。
This is how I pray to God.
主耶稣赐下圣灵来。
Indeed, the Lord gave me the Holy Spirit.
我就没有话说了。
And I didn't say anything.
从那一天开始。
I was without the word from that day on.
我只有寻求神的旨意。
I just seek for His will.
神要我做什么，我做。
And whatever He wants me to do, I'll do this.
感谢神啊。
I thank the Lord.
我们跟神的关系是自己跟他的真理的。
Our relationship with God is ourselves with Him.
所以雅各跟神的关系就是这样建立起来的。
And this is how Jacob built his faith with God.
那他向神许愿，根据神对他的应许。
He made a vow, and this is according to the promise of God.
人跟神的关系。
The relationship of man.
要怎么样去建立？
How do we build that relationship?
它是要靠神对我们的开出来的这个应许。
And it's through the promise that God has given to us.
神没有这个应许，你跟他建立什么关系？根本没有依据的。
If God has not given us His promise, what kind of relationship can you build with another man?
而神既然在梦中对他说：“我也与你同在。”
And God in His dream will say that I will be with you.
你无论往哪里去，我保佑你。
Wherever you go, I will bless you.
我总不离弃你，还要带领你回到你父亲的地方。
I will not forsake you, and even more, I'll bring you back to your father's place.
一直成就到我向你所应许的。
And I will continue on until what I will, and I will fulfill what I promised you.
这是神对他说的话。
This is what God has said to him.
现在雅各要跟他建立永远的关系。
Now Jacob, he wants to establish this eternal relationship with God.
又建立起来了。
Now he established his temple.
开始把这个关系建立起来。
And from then on, he can build this relationship with God.
人跟之间的这个祷告。
And it is through this prayer, between God and man.
所以你看这个殿就是祷告的殿呢。
And therefore, this temple of God is a temple of prayer.
祷告就是我们跟神之间的这种亲密啊。
And this prayer is way we draw close to God.
对，他就将神的应许呢抓住了。
And we have to grab hold to this promised.
那么我就要以耶和华为我的神呢。
And then we'll have the Lord as my God.
以前他是亚伯拉罕的神。
Before he is the God of Abraham.
是以撒的神。
The God of Isaac.
从现在开始。
But from now onward.
耶和华是我的神。
The Lord is my God.
这是我的信仰的开始。
And it's the beginning of my faith.
好。所以神是要跟每一个个人建立关系的。
Therefore,God, He wants to establish relationship with each and every one of us.
这个才是我们自己信仰的根基。
And this is the foundations of all truth.
好，那建立起来之后
，After when we have built this foundations,
他说我所立的这个石头的柱子呢，必做神的殿。
This is the stone that have built, and set it up as pillar will become the temple of God.
这就是根基的一个立殿。
And this is the foundations of this temple.
我跟神之间的关系是靠这个殿。
And my relationship with God is through this temple.
这个很重要。
This is very important.
好多人为什么离开教会？
Why is that so many people have departed from the church?
好可惜啊。
This is very pitiful.
因为他还睡觉。
Because they're still sleeping.
他还没醒过来。
They have not been awakened.
谈不上立柱子建立神的殿面。
And what more can they establish church or even set up any pillar?
所以雅各就把这个神的殿就建立起来。
And therefore what Jacob did here is that he established this temple of God.
开始他跟神之间的这种关系的这个信仰的生活。
And from here, he has started this faith with God, and this is the beginning of his faith.
神赐给我。
Now God has given me.
我感谢奉献十分之一。
I thank God, and I return back to Him a tenth of my income.
就是这个关系开始实行了，开始运作。
Oh, we start our relationship with God.
你看这个信仰的关系开始运作，下来是十，上去是一，下来是十，上去是一，太划算了嘛，这个。
And every time when He gives us a ten, we only give one, and this is it better for us.
这个就是他信仰的生活开始。
This is the beginning of this faith.
今天呢，我们自己要跟神建立关系。
Today we have to establish our relationship with God personally.
神的恩典一直下来。
Blessing of God keep pouring out down on us.
我按照跟神约定，我就会上去的，要上去。
And according to the will of God, we'll ascend.
神的关系就是这样维持不变，永远不变。
And this is the relationship that we have. It will never change.
雅各他离世。
Until Jacob depart.
一生牧养我的神。
And this is God that has shepherded me all the days of my life.
他很满足。
And he was very filled.
今天我们也是一样。
Today is the same for all of us.
所以我们今天呢，跟神建立关系。
Today, when we establish our relationship with God,
要像雅各一样。
We must be like Jacob.
明白真理。
We must understand the truth.
认识神的殿，天的门。
To know that this is the temple of God, the heaven gate.
认识圣灵的真教会。
To know that this is a church with Holy Spirit.
好好的把这个教会建立起来。
And that we must, with all that we can, build this temple of God.
个人的新殿建立起来。
And we have to build our own temple.
大家尊主为大
and see God as our Lord.
今天大家同心合意把神的殿建立起来
and today with one heart we'll establish this temple of God.
荣耀神
to glorify His name.
就是奉献十分之一就是一种荣耀神
and the way when we give a tenth of our income is the way we glorify Him.
每个信徒都懂得奉献十分之一
if every member here know how to give a tenth,
神的殿教会就会显出他的荣耀来
then this temple of God will indeed reveal His glory.
信徒很简单
It is indeed very simple.
神没有要求我们什么
And you never ask more than we can.
但是我们要主动
But we must take the initiative and be active.
神没有向雅各要求任何一样东西
And God, he did not ask anything more than what Jacob can do.
神对我们只有应许没有要求
God only promised us.
但是我们不能说一直领受都没有表示啊
But we cannot just keep taking and taking from him without showing our appreciations.
我们对神的爱神的应许总要有一个回应嘛
There must be somehow we can repay his love and tell him appreciations.
那最基本的回应十分之一嘛
The most basic way of showing our gratitude is giving tithes.
神就很满意啊
And then God will be pleased.
他就很喜欢雅各
And he loved Jacob.
我也都没有跟他要求什么，他是主动的，就十分之一奉献给我。
Even God, he did not ask anything from Jacob. Out of his own initiative, he gave to the Lord.
你看，我们父母为孩子付出的多少
？We see how much our parents have given to us as children.
这个是孩子长大了，他会一点对父母表示一点心意，心满意足了。
When the children has grown up and they know how to show their gratitude, parents will be very pleased.
父母不要你赚的薪水全部给我，不会这样的。
And the parents never ask them to, can you give me all your income?
但是什么都没有，这样。
But they never ask anything.
心里会很难过的啦。
Of course, if you never give them anything in return, of course they will be hurt.
有一点点表示哇。感觉到很满足了。
But if you were to show just a little appreciation, they'll be touched.
天父爱我们。
And the way our Heavenly Father loves us.
不要我们任何的什么。
He doesn't want anything from us.
他要把一切都给我们。
He wants to give us everything he has.
但是做神的儿女应当要有所表现。
But as children of God, we must show our appreciation.
而且出于是主动的。
And it's out of our own initiative.
像雅各一样。
Just like Jacob.
是他自己开的条件呢。
It is from his own will.
这个才是自己心灵的根基。
And this is the foundation of faith.
不是任何人告诉我们的。
It's not from someone else that tells him to.
是我们自己甘心乐意这样跟神讲的。
But it's out of my own heart that I'm willing, and this is what I want to do for the Lord.
感谢神。